Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Feeling pretty good about a contract extension for yourself, I guess.
Yes, sir. I was blessed. They extended me for 1 year.
Yeah, so that says doing a good job, keep doing what you're doing, basically.
Yes, sir. That's what we're trying. We're going to try and get better every year.
You bet. Well, UIL realignment announced in the past few days. And do you have the football realignment committed to memory, or do I need to read that off to you?
No, I've got it committed
to
memory.
Okay, well,
which is sort of neat because a couple of the districts are districts that we played, especially when I was in high school.
Yeah.
But we have Emory, Lone Oak, and then us, then Bonham, Howe, Van Alstyne, and Pottsboro. So we're in a 7-team district.
And when you say Emory, of course, the high school is called Raines.
In Raines County.
Yeah, usually referred to as Emory Raines. So that brings back Bonham is a very old rival of Commerce. That brings them back in there, and Commerce played Raines a lot in the past. And I guess Lone Oak is the district is growing down there.
They've just moved up to our class. Now, we've played them in preseason for quite a few years, but this will be the first time that they're in our district.
Right. I guess traditionally Pottsboro, maybe the strongest football school in that group.
They do have a history. Van Alstyne also has a very strong history of being good.
Well, Commerce has nice history as well, but it goes back a little ways. But, of course, great season last year, as it turned out. And then you have a different grouping for basketball and volleyball, and it gets quite confusing, but it's very different for basketball than it is for football.
Well, we're sort of going north and south in our football district. Almost everything in our basketball and volleyball district are all going east. So we've got a bunch of the Mount Pleasant schools, Cooper, Winsboro, Mount Vernon, all those are in our basketball and volleyball districts.
Mm-hmm. Prairie Land, I think you said Winsboro.
Yes, sir.
Prairie Land, Chisholm.
Yes, sir.
Chapel Hill, which is
Mount
it in
Pleasant. Mount Pleasant, Chapel Hill, yes, sir.
Okay, and I think you said Cooper. And then there's a different grouping for volleyball, which is some of those same schools. And you mentioned there's a weird thing with the Fort Worth school district.
A Fort Worth Harmony, a school of nature and athletics, which is a charter school, which is on the other side of Dallas. Yeah. They will literally drive all the way through another volleyball district to get to our volleyball district, and we are the closest one to them, and we're about an hour and 45 minutes away. So I called and talked to them since we are the chair of the volleyball district, and they have said that they're planning on appealing. I do think that they're one of the unique cases that has a pretty good shot of it.
Do you want to talk about the fact you think there might have been a mistake there or a misunderstanding?
Well, just with my thoughts, one of the few things that I can think of is that there is a charter school in
It's in Big Sandy.
It's in Big Sandy, but it's a charter school. They're called Harmony, and they would actually make a little bit of sense being in our district. I think that with as many Harmonies as there are around, they may have gotten the two confused, but that's just a guess on my part.
So we'll see how that plays out. We're talking with Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. I saw on your website the State Board of Education is trying to establish some long-term goals, and they have an online survey, and anybody can respond to this.
Yes, sir. You know, a couple of years ago, we had the big lawsuit that school districts in the state were on opposite sides of, and it regarded school funding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lawsuit supported the state, but they did say it was not a very good funding system. So this commission has sort of been created to do that. Now, I don't think that there's any way in one legislative session they're going to be able to fix all the problems with school funding.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the biggest issues for us is that not every school is funded the same. For example, you can have two schools with the same number of students, the same type of students, the same demographics, everything. One of them may get $20 million a year, and then the school right down the road that's exactly like them may get $27 million a year. It's trying to get things equitable, and that would really benefit us.
So some of the things they're looking at, not to get into all of this, but equity and access to funding, technology and advanced courses, educator preparation, recruitment, and retention. But this is a survey, and you can go to the Commerce ISD website
and follow the links. Yes, sir.
And then give your opinion.
Yes, sir. And we want people to do that. That's who they're going to listen to.
Okay, great. And then I see that the Texas Commission on Public School Finance is having they have started meeting, and they're talking about school finance. And this group was appointed by a combination of the governor and the lieutenant governor and the speaker of the House. And they're supposed to come up with some kind of recommendation by the end of the year.
Yes, sir. And that's why we're talking about, you know, school finance is going to be a big topic in this coming legislative session. But very few people think they're going to be able to fix it in one. There's so many little issues involved that are going to involve so much discussion. It's probably going to be multiple sessions.
Mm-hmm. And so they meet again about this time next year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, So that's just a never-ending battle, it seems. And I don't know if there's a way to – there's no way to make everybody happy, is there?
No, sir, there's not. At the same time, I do wish that Texas would become at least more of an average as far as funding public education. You know, we're always at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It costs money to fund to educate kids, and that would help us.
Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.